Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bella, Megan and Joe with your 9 a.m. Zlines.
In local news, Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate has called on the state government to guarantee affordable housing following the news that more than 550 homes are booked to be demolished. The homes are being demolished to make way for two new developments that Deputy Premier Jared Blight says will improve housing supply and thus reduce the price of houses in the area. Blight directed developers to take down the 550 affordable homes in Robina, Merrimack, and 36 in Lutwyche in Brisbane. The directive was slammed by the opposition, with leader Stephen Miles calling it an abuse of power from the Deputy Premier.
Following a story that aired last Friday, a recent inquest performed by Deputy State Coroner Stephanie Gallagher found another patient died by medical malpractice at a hospital. A 62-year-old Gold Coast woman, Rosemary Campbell, died just 3 days after receiving gastric bypass surgery at Brisbane's Wesley Hospital. An inquest declared that she would have survived if kept in the hospital. Instead, she was prematurely discharged as a result of lack of appropriate action and communication between her attending health professionals. Post-surgery, Ms. Campbell was experiencing severe abdominal symptoms, contributing to her deteriorating condition. The inquest found that the surgeon and the doctor, Dr. Vahid Reza Adib, who was also the head of the obesity clinic at the hospital, had used false statements to encourage Ms. Campbell's general practitioner to support her medical weight loss surgeries. As a result, as well as engaging in the deliberate and substantial exaggeration in order to mislead the coroner's inquest. As a result, Dr. Adib's medical credibility has been seriously undermined and has been suspended from practicing medicine from June 2nd.
In national news, supermarket giant Woolworths is offshoring hundreds of its corporate jobs. It is the latest in a string of companies to announce plans to shift some operations offshore, following similar announcements by Telstra, NAB and Officeworks. The retailer would not confirm how many of its 10,000 corporate employees would be affected, but the ABC believes that its roles will likely be affected are in teams including HR, IT and finance. A Woolworths spokesperson said that this restructure helps them remain competitive and deliver lower prices for customers. The company will begin consultations with potentially affected staff today.
New South Wales State Police have admitted to punching and unlawfully arresting former Greens candidate Hannah Thomas at a Sydney pro-Palestine protest in June of last year. Thomas was arrested with four other protesters and punched in her right eye, forcing her to undergo three rounds of surgery. New South Wales has admitted to false imprisonment and battery and offered to pay for Thomas's medical expenses, but they deny claims of malicious prosecution and malfeasance. The officer being held responsible, Senior Constable Davis, will face a criminal hearing in February.
And in international news, the world's biggest whale graveyard found to date has been discovered in the Indian Ocean in international waters off the coast of Perth. A whale fall is a rare occurrence in the deep ocean, and the Chinese-led research expedition who discovered the graveyard knew it was globally significant. This site, however, does have a record, which includes the discovery of a previously unknown extinct beaked whale species. Some of the past fossils found in this area were 5.3 million years old. University of Hawaii whale expert Craig Smith said that the graveyard was a significant find, indicating that whale falls could promote biodiversity in some of the ocean's deepest parts, and stated that establishing marine protected areas in trench ecosystems should be considered in the future.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with an expected shower or two, so be sure to pack a brolly or something to keep you dry. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. There is no fire danger rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach a 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Want to live your best eco-friendly lifestyle? Located in Highgate Hill, Handmade Naturals has you covered with organic